Epstein Pier. The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Palm Coast listens at 91.9. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and the discussion that we have each and every day. We're here with Dr. Davis today. Dr. Davis and I will be talking about a subject, how to identify false teachers. Did you realize that we have false teachers in the world today? Do you realize that some of the preaching teaching that comes forth that's supposed to be biblical is extra-biblical, are unbiblical, are not related to biblical text at all? There's a hermeneutical principle, and that is context, 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 context. Context. If it is a scripture out of context, it's a pretext and should never be used for a text, is my mantra in the classroom as I'm teaching hermeneutics in the college and the universities, as the subjects that we have. But may I say to you, as we talk about that today, how to identify false teachers. We're going to talk about some of the things that false teachers are saying. But most of all, we're going to be looking at the scriptures where Jesus gives us the warning of the false teachers. I can recall, and we'll later have it in the broadcast today, the Apostle Paul leaving the church at Ephesus in Acts chapter 20. And in Acts chapter 20, as he's leaving, he warns them that when I leave, false teachers are going to come in. Ladies and gentlemen, the first sign that Jesus gives his disciples, when Jesus' disciples ask him, what are the signs of the last days? Matthew chapter 24, verse 5, the very first sign that Jesus points to for the last days. And listen, I believe we're living in the last days, the last of the last of the last days. and the very first sign of the last days, false prophets, false teachers, false Christ will come on the scene. And we're being proliferated with that today. And I'm concerned about it. And Dr. Davis and I will be talking about that subject today. So as we think about it, the very first warning, the first caution of the last days, Jesus gives his disciples, is the warning of false teachers. So it must be important. I believe it's important. In fact, if I can do a little parenthetical footnote, and my bride said very, very often as we talk about the subject of people getting saved, she says it's a miracle that anybody gets saved. With as many voices that you hear, but we have radio, television, the internet, the blogs, the social media, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, my wife does the Facebooking, I don't. But if somebody brings up a subject, theologically, doctrinally speaking, you'd be surprised. It's like a snowstorm hits and a battle takes place. Everybody's got their own philosophy, their own opinion, their own feelings, their own theology, their own doctrine. And you'd be surprised how often, more often than not, it is totally incorrect. So, ladies and gentlemen, when we face the issues, as we do each and every day on this broadcast, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's not a matter of denominational dogma. It's not a matter of philosophical rhetoric or political, jargon. We base the decisions and the challenges and the answers as we face the issues on the truth book, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. John 8:31-32, where Jesus is speaking to his disciples, Jesus says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. further in John 17:17, the Bible makes a declaratory statement. Thy word is truth. Psalm 117:2, the scripture says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I commend the Bible, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, and inerrant word of God to you. It is the truth book. And listen, when we talk about theological subjects, doctrinal subjects, biblical subjects, or political subjects, social, moral, ethical subjects, there'll be those that will just challenge the truth, reject the truth. It goes back to George Orwell, the satirist of yesteryear, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find that to be very, very true today. As we speak the truth today on this broadcast, there'll be some that will probably reject some of the things that we have to say. There'll be some that will want to challenge. I would love to hear from you today when we talk about how to identify a false teacher. Love to hear from you. What are your thoughts? What are your positions? What have you found? What do you do to identify a false teacher? It is very, very clear that we have some ends today that reject the truth. In fact, with the millennials, 18 to 35 year old age group, the latest survey points out the fact that the 55% of the millennials say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not but one truth, and a half truth is a whole lie. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. I pray that you hear and listen and go back and study, look at the scripture, and make a determination. What is God saying? It is what God says that is first, foremost, and final authority, not our opinion, not some kitchen theology. It's not some pop-up doctrinal theological persuasion. The same yesterday, today, and forever. That's what the Bible says about Jesus. His word doesn't change. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment with the homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of the 295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flag there, benchmark, 165-foot flagpole. The U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find the flag and the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, place you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Dr. Davis, thank you for being here today. It's always a delight to have you in the studio as we talk about spiritual, doctrinal, theological, biblical issues. And I'm delighted that you're here today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood, for inviting me to be here on Fridays, as we usually, you know, get together. And I just want to say Happy New Year, if I have not said it.
Amen.
Amen to you and your family and
amen
to all of the listeners on today. And we do give honor to God the Father, who's the head of our lives, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to say good morning to my bride of almost 38 years.
Almost 38. Time's flying, isn't it?
Amen. Amen. She put up with me for 38 years. Amen. I love you so much. Amen on today. Amen. My whole family, amen, everyone, amen, from the tip of South Florida.
How about that?
Who listens, amen, by way of internet.
Amen.
Thank God for them, amen. I get calls from them all the time saying how they enjoy the show.
That's good.
So we thank you, and we bless God for you on today.
Amen.
For listening, amen. And we hope and pray that what we say will be beneficial to your finding out. If you have not found the Lord Jesus Christ yet,
amen.
We want you to be able to use this information in order to find him.
That's right.
Because, Dr. Youngblood, we have to realize as Christians on today, God didn't give us his word to read and study. Notice that I said study. Mm-hmm. And understand in order for us to come up with our own conclusion on how to approach the issues of life.
That's right.
He gave us his word as the answer.
That's right. The roadmap.
To the issues of life.
Yes.
So what we need to do when we read the word, study it, and come to find out what it really says, when we come to that knowledge of understanding,
amen,
then what we must do is obey it.
That's right.
We must apply it to those areas where the issues are.
Yes.
And if you have any questions, just watch God work it out.
That's right.
That's all I can say to you. Amen. Because so many times, you know, even myself in my Christian walk, in my first beginning, when I first got saved, received Christ Jesus as my Lord and Savior, there were many unanswered questions.
Yes, and we'll have them every day.
Amen. And a lot of that came by way of mistakes and by traditional teaching that was in error.
That's right.
Now, we are here today to provide you with the answers to why it's so important for us to study and know doctrine and to be able to recognize false teachings and teachers as well, so that you won't end up caught in the snare of the devil.
Yes.
It's very important for us on today. But in my early Christian walk, I had to learn, amen, what was right, what was wrong. But the thing that I saw and heard people say, and some of the teachings that I came across, I had to compare that with the word of God.
That is the key to it. Yes, absolutely.
Amen. And the more, Dr. Youngblood, I began to compare that, what was said and what was done, with the word of God, that's how I found out where the errors were. Mm-hmm. Now, listen, our older saints, they did the best they could with the knowledge that they had.
Yes.
And I thank and praise God.
We're very fortunate in our generation, the day and era in which we live. We have the privilege of having the Word of God. We have the privilege of having wonderful language tool books.
Amen.
We have the privilege of having those that have gone on before us that are what I call the conservative theological minds, the conservative academic theological minds that have walked before us, that have given us the trail, if you will, to follow along with the Word of God, to believe what God's Word says to us.
Amen. But we also have, amen, Dr. Youngblood, educational institutions such as CTU, amen.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
And many others, amen, that are there, amen, that are teaching and preaching the word, that have men of God that are not only talking the talk, but they're walking the walk.
Amen.
That's what's more important. So when you begin to see the word of God manifest by way of reading and studying, and then being able to see that example lived out in the lives of those that you can put your trust in, such as you and Dr. Phelps, amen, I have to, listen, don't think that I'm just saying this, amen, but I give these men high praise.
Amen, thank you.
Because it's rare to find men, I'm just going to say men, because the women seem like there's no problem, you know, as far as them being committed to God, but very few men today in this world that you find that are walking in the Word of God, talking, have a life to back up what they are preaching and teaching.
Absolutely.
Very few. They are scarce.
Mm-hmm.
So when you find one, listen, latch hold on them.
Amen.
Amen. just do like, if you happen to read the Bible and see what happened when Christ was risen from the dead, the Bible said, amen, when Mary Magdalene saw him, amen, she fell down at his feet and she clutched on to his feet.
Didn't want to let him go.
Amen. But that's what we got to do on today, amen, with these men, these valuable men and women as well that are living, amen, examples of the Word of God, amen, we got to grab a firm grip on them and listen, sit down and listen at the thing that they are teaching and see, compare that, whatever they're doing, whatever they're saying, with the Word of God and find out spiritual truths for yourself.
Yes.
Because mother may have, father may have, sister and brother may have, but I heard, amen, this is an old saying, blessed is the child that has his own. Amen. Amen. So you have to find out who Christ is for yourself.
The fundamental, the rudimentary, foundational word of God.
Amen.
Pastor,
Amen.
Hold your thought for just a moment. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes. Good morning and Happy New Year to you again. And Dr. Davis, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Kenneth. Thank you.
Yes. I just got a couple of things to say. You are so right. We have phony preachers now. I mean, that's going with the LGBTQXYZ, whatever they want to call themselves. And also, we got a crazy administration that is taking us. I mean, we got so many, how can I say it, terrorists over here now. That is ridiculous. And one more thing I wanted to say. Like Hunter Biden, all this time, they was talking about Trump. They never brought up Hunter Biden. We got a spineless Republican, how can I say, I'm not going to use the word I want to use, but they spineless. And no, well,
you're exactly right. I've said that time and time and time again. I think it's time that the Republican Party, the Republican leaders, grow a spine and stand up and stand for truth and stand for what we need to do in America. Kenneth, let me ask you a question, put you on the spot. You talked about the preachers that believe in and teach the LGBTQI+++++ or whatever they want to add to it. Do you find that to be false teaching? What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, sir. It is.
Absolutely. I call it the loose likes lost liberals in the pulpit that's teaching, embracing the sodomite lifestyle. When you go to the book of Romans and you find out God gave them over to a reprobate mind, and then you look at verse 1, 32, and 33 in Romans chapter 1 of what identifies that reprobate mind, you understand that it's an impossibility for an individual to say, I'm saved, and yet continue to promulgate, push, and to teach that, how would you say, lifestyle. That's false theology, yes. False doctrine, false teachers, should be out of hand rejected. And yet, Kenneth, the sad thing is, we have hundreds and hundreds of churches across America with pastors in the pulpits, deacons in the leadership, that are following that lifestyle and or embrace that lifestyle, commending that lifestyle, and that's false teaching, false doctrine. And I believe it's time that we call false teachers and false doctrine, false preachers. I believe it's time we call them out. And I believe It's time Christians say enough is enough and get out of those churches where false theology is being promulgated. So, Kenneth, all we can do is keep praying, keep looking up, pointing out truth every time we have an opportunity to do so.
Can I ask
yes,
one
sir,
more
go right question. Ahead.
Okay. All right. I don't know if God put him in here to get America back for killing all these babies and mutilating our kids, not just our teenagers, but our kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because God, he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah if he doesn't do anything to us.
Well, I believe we're on the fast track of God's judging our nation because of a nation having turned our backs on God. So all we can do is, as 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, that we need to call on him, we need to confess our sins, we need to seek his face, that is God, and to ask him to heal our land. The only possible chance that we have is for God to heal our land. And the only way that's going to be possible is we have enough Christians crying out to God, coming to the foot of the throne, and asking God to intervene and to deliver us as a nation. So we need to keep praying, keep looking up. Kenneth, brother, thank you so much for your call. God bless you.
And God bless y'all.
Have a wonderful day. God bless you.
But you know, Dr. Youngblood, here's where we want to go with the whole program, because I hear you say each and every day that you face the issues based on the truth book.
Yes, amen.
That's the Bible.
Amen.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here's where we want to go, and this is where we want every believer to end up. If you're not already there, we're trying to steer you in that direction.
Yes.
You have to spiritually know and understand and discover for your own self. Mm-hmm. If I can say it like that, that's the old way.
That's right.
Amen. For your own self, that the Bible is the only book in the whole world where everything in it is true,
yes,
and right.
Truth, no error, no admixture.
Amen.
No
Amen.
Errors, no errors made in it.
That's where you must get as a child of God. So let me just say that, and I hope you will take this as a source of encouragement.
Amen.
Because if you have not gotten there yet, this is where you need to end up. This is where you want to be. Because of, like Brother Kenneth just said, these various administrations that we have in positions, people have in position, that we have in people in positions of power today that are unregenerate.
Yes.
They don't care about Christ, don't care anything about the Word of God, don't care for Christians, don't care for the church, don't even care for the Bible.
Mm-hmm. In fact,
yet they'll turn around and say, like Nancy Pelosi, I was raised up a Catholic, a stout Christian, but yet she's given her thumbs up, hand of approval to slaughter babies.
By the thousands.
In the womb. Mm-hmm. See, we need to listen, listen, listen. This is why we are here.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to help you discover something that false teachings, false teachers have always been around.
Yes.
And because we stand for the right thing, Dr. Youngblood, they're going to do everything to try to derail the truth.
Yes. Pastor, if you would, turn to, and this is the reason, I want our listeners to understand, the reason that false teaching and false teachers are embraced today is because of itching ears that want to hear false teaching. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. The
Amen.
Inspired Word of God, being through the lips and the pen of the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Pastor, read verse 3 and 4 for our listeners.
It says here, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they, that's the false teachers, shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Now, if they have turned, once they start teaching whatever's coming out of their mouth, they're going to turn other people away from the knowledge of the truth.
Yes.
Unto fables. You know what that is? That's a fairy tale.
Fairy tale. In fact, it comes from the root word myth, mythos, that word myth. And I tell people they're preaching and teaching myths, but they'll find out one day they're myth taken.
Amen.
But when you look at that text, as you said, for the time will come, and I don't do disservice to the scripture, may I say the time has already come when they will not endure. That means to put up with, to tolerate sound doctrine. That means healthy doctrine, solid doctrine, truth doctrine. But after their own lust, that is their own desires, their own passions, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Because the itching ear says, I want to hear some new thing. And perhaps, ladies and gentlemen, you hear this conversation today, and you think and you can remember or you recognize that is taking place perhaps in your own life or with the lives of others. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We'd love to hear from you today. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go over to the question or comment, please.
Hi to the both of you. My comment, it could be a question too, I'm not sure, but it's like some churches, and I have been in the what I'm going to talk about, the way that the people would dress and act more worldly than I was showed that the teaching wasn't right. And then after, you know, you kind of sit back because you're spirit is hungry for the Word of God, but what you've been reading at home is not showing here in the church that you're at. But then when you find when I found a church that even people were able to learn to read from the Bible, and the men were in order, the church was in order according to the Word of God.
Yes.
And what flows from the head flows down to the body. And teaching is very important in the church. And I think God will judge teachers even harder because they're sending out false doctrine.
You're exactly right, Terry, because in the book of James it says that the one that's doing the teaching, the preaching, is going to be judged more strictly than the one that's hearing, simply because that teacher, preacher, has a responsibility before God to teach and preach the truth of the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And you touched on it a moment ago when you talked about in the previous setting. People today, may I just say this, and some might be offended by it, and I don't apologize. Tell God, don't tell me. But there's a mindset today. In fact, I know one of the churches, some of the churches out at the beach, said if you want to come dressed in your bikini, that's fine. Come dressed however you are. What if there's a nude camp nearby to say come just as you are? There's the mindset somehow that we can dress down or not have any looking forward to. I've used the term, if you're going to sit and have dinner with the President of the United States, would you come in your bikini? Would you come in sawed-off blue jeans with the knees hanging out? Would you come with your shirt unbuttoned down to your belly button? And yet that's the mindset today. When we're going to the house of God, we're going to meet with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to recognize we're having a divine meeting with the creator control of the universe, and we're coming to hear from God. And we need to come in with hearts and lives prepared for that. So we've watered down not only the theology, watered down not only the doctrinal teaching, but we've watered down the mindset of who God is and the church and the importance of having that in our lives, of worshiping with the mindset we're coming to meet the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Terry, you're exactly right. And the real fix, hear me, the real fix to the dilemma of the false teaching, the false preaching, is to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. That's the challenge in the Scripture. That's the command in the Scripture. Study to show thyself approved. We have people today that's listening that perhaps you own a Bible, perhaps it's collecting dust on your coffee table or on the bookshelf or perhaps on the back deck of your car that you pull out every Sunday, and basically as you put your Bible in your hand and say, you ought to come to preach unless I act saved. There's a need to study the Word, be in the Word, to know the Word of God. That's the preeminent challenge that I have for listeners today.
Amen.
Terry, thank you so much for your call. God bless
you
for your insight.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a good day. God bless you. Pastor, in the fourth verse of that 2 Timothy chapter 4, it says, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. That is, turn away their ears, rejecting the hearing of the truth of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, you'd be surprised how many people today refuse to hear the truth of the Word. If I'm preaching, if I'm teaching, and I'm on a subject that is a moral issue, you'd be surprised how many people do not want to hear that it is immoral, that it is ungodly, that it is unholy. But, Pastor, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with Dr. Glenn Davis. We're talking about the question, how to identify false teachers, how to identify them. There are a lot of false teachers today that reject the virgin birth. There are some that say that Jesus could have sinned, just chose not to. There are others that say that Jesus was God's first creation. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ was not created. He is the creator of all things, Colossians 1:13-18 tells us. Others say that Jesus was God's first creation. Others say that Jesus was the half-brother of Lucifer. Multitudes today of the preachers and teachers will deny the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I'm amazed at people like Robert Morris on national television that says that Jesus was not divine in his humanity, that he surrendered his divinity and only became divine again when he was resurrected and went back to heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, that's false teaching. That's false preaching. How do we know that? After the top of the hour news break, we're going to talk about that, how to identify a false teacher. What are some of the questions we need to ask? We're going to look at scripture after scripture where there's the warning of the false teachers. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.